1 Peter chapter 1 through to chapter 2 verse 3. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges every man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in the last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the words of the Lord stand forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and of deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Good morning, everyone. My name is also Matt. And it's great to be able to open up 1 Peter with you, and particularly to have families together. We're having a week off for the leaders this week. We'll be back on next week. And so it's great to see a number of people meeting together in church. As we get started then, I want us to think about families. In the lead up to Christmas, I saw a whole bunch of family photos on the internet, and I've got some coming up straight away now. It's where people sort of recreate family photos. The top one is, if you look at the right particularly, they're quite young, and when they've grown up a bit, they try and put on the same clothes, and sometimes they're quite cute. You can sort of see how the family has changed or remained the same. Sometimes, of course, they're less cute, like in this next one. The family resemblance there is a little disturbing. But in this third one, sometimes it can be really fun. On the left there, we've got a little cute kid dressed as a lamb and his sister holding a baby. They're trying to reenact it when they're older. Families can be very interesting like that. And so what we're going to do this morning as we think about families, as we start off this new series, I've invited some children to come and join me on stage. There's a bunch of them that are going to come up now. And as they walk over, we'll probably get you to come up these stairs. These are the safest. So if those kids I've tapped on the shoulder can come up now, that would be fantastic. They're going to stand with me. And in a moment, we're going to see if we can spot the family resemblance. We're going to see if we can match people with their families. So we've got a few kids here, or girls. How brave are girls? That's fantastic. And now I'm going to, hopefully you haven't been paying too much attention where they were sitting and with who, because now I'm going to invite the parents up and we're going to see if we can put them together. So the parents, if you want to come up as well, we're going to see if we can match the family resemblances. Like with our photos, some might be more obvious than others. Yeah, just anywhere. Come over this side if you want, parents. Let's spread out a bit. Okay, so we've got four parents, four kids. You can call out if you want. We'll go with the easiest first, so you know, feel free to just mention. Where should I move this girl? Left, right? Ah, fantastic. Yep, excellent. There we go. The next girl. How far along should we go? Number one, two, three, or four? Three. Oh, that's pretty well spotted. It makes it easier for the young kids, doesn't it? So I'm going to get you to do these guys together, okay? This child, number one or number four? What do people think? Four. Okay, do you want to head over to your parent? And you head over to your parent. Okay, we had a bit of a surprise there. Fantastic. You guys can sit down. Thank you for helping. The reason we've done this is in that long Bible reading we had, there's a lot in there about families. And that's because the big question chapter 1 of 1 Peter wants to ask us is, do you bear the family resemblance? It starts off by talking about new birth in 1 Peter 1, verse 3. It says this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into the hope of life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade." What that's talking about is whether you're a child or a grandparent, you've got a new life, a new heavenly father. And your heavenly father has called you into his family. And so as we think about families and the hope that we have in Jesus, we need to focus on that. In fact, that's what it goes on to say in verse 13. If you've been given new birth into the hope of life, in verse 13 it says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled and set your hope fully on the grace to be given to you." If we have a new hope, a new life, a new family, a new inheritance, we need to set our mind on the hope that we have. Now that makes sense. I'm going to get the boys and girls just to help me a little bit. If I'm running a race, not that that ever happens at my day and age, otherwise I end up in bed for a week, but if I'm running a race, do I look at my feet to make sure my laces are tied up? Is that a good way to run? Not at all. If I'm running a race, do I look at, make sure there's a breeze in the trees and just stop and have a look at the trees? Hopefully it'll cool me down because I'm getting pretty hot. Is that a good way to run? Not at all. Where do you look when you run a race? The best place, of course, is to look to where you're going. The finish of the race is what you focus upon. And in the same way, in this letter, we are told to focus on where we're going, the hope that we have. Not to get distracted like the people in this letter might have been by all that's happening in life. In 1 Peter, those who received this letter were going through some really tough times. And so they're told, don't let that distract you. Set your mind fully on the hope that you have. You've been given new birth, new life, and new inheritance. And therefore, in this letter, it tells us a few things that we can do. What does that look like if we're to set our hope on it? And I'm just going to focus on a couple. The first one is we're told to be holy. We're told to be holy. This comes from verse 14. As obedient children, which I'm sure we all are, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. It goes on, since you call on a father who judges each person, you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your fathers. This is talking then about us having a new family, and we therefore need to look like our new father. When parents and kids came up here, we could probably pick, most of the time, how the families fit, who goes with who. Do people look at you and see our Heavenly Father? As some of you might know, we have a bit of an open house, and sometimes other kids come to live with us, kids who have different parents. And sometimes we need to teach them how to live a new life. I've got a few things here in my bag. Often when kids come to live with us, straight away they sort of recognize something like this. Do people know what this is? Know where to get it? So there's some children who do. It's from KFC. It's called a Go Bucket. Every kid we've had come to live with us knows McDonald's. However, not every kid that comes to live with us knows this thing. And we actually have to teach them to eat vegetables. It's hard going. Sometimes when kids come to live with us, all they want to drink is Coke. And you probably know this is not the most helpful thing to drink. We've got to try and get them interested in something like this. Get them to desire it. You see, they've been brought up a certain way, and that's naturally how they live. And so we have to teach them not just about food and drink, but even about behavior. In 1 Peter it says, you had an old way of life handed down to you from your fathers. That means our ancestors. We need to have a new life. We need to be holy like our new father is holy. That can be a challenge for us, just like it is for some of the kids that come to our house. We want to do what we want. We're used to living in the way that we want to live. But now we've got to live like another. People need to look at us and see our Heavenly Father. The second thing that we're told to do in this chapter is just as challenging. It's love others as if they were your brothers. Now, I have a brother. I see him at Christmas. That's pretty much as far as our relationship goes. Many people here might have brothers. And in this letter, God's people are told, love one another how you love your brother. Would that be a bit embarrassing for you, maybe, if you started treating people at church how you treat your brother? Love one another from the heart as brothers, for you've been born again. We've got a new birth. We've got a new family. We need to relate in a new way. Perhaps that means first we've got to work at actually loving our brothers and then treating others like that. The final thing I want to draw to your attention here in this first chapter, it actually comes from the first verses of chapter 2, which goes together. We need, because we've been given new birth into a new family, we need to look like our father, we need to love others like brothers, and we also need to grow up. I just wanted to throw that in there. That's in 2 verse 2, like newborn babies crave pure milk so that by it you can grow up into your salvation. So kids, I want you to turn to your parents and say, grow up. And parents, of course, you can say it back to them as well. It's true for all of us, isn't it? You've been saved from a way of living to live a different way. Will you grow up into your salvation? Will you look like your father? Will you love others like brothers? Will you bear the family resemblance? I've got some pictures coming up now just to finish. My family is there. Well, not all of them are my family. You can probably see that. Can you pick my dad? We had it up here, kids and parents alike. As you look at this, can you see from those six photos who my father is? I'll tell you, it's the one in the middle down the bottom. Put your hand up if you got that one. Ah, oh, lots of people, mainly down the front. That's interesting. My uncles are there. My grandfather's there. You can see the family resemblance. In a few days, a new year starts. Will people see your family resemblance? Will you be shaped by the hope that we have? Will you look like your heavenly father and love others like brothers? Will you grow up in your salvation and be shaped by it? Let me pray that we will. Our dear Heavenly Father, as this passage says, we give you praise that in your great mercy, you have given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of your Son. Father, help us to live this new life. Help us to set our minds on the hope of salvation that we have. Help us to be holy as you are holy. Help us to love one another as our family. And Father, help us to grow to be more like you so that people might look to us and see our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.